You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today. But only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today. But only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of June. Preparative tip of the day is to make sure all your dental work is taken care of, all caught up. You really don't want to be going into any kind of crisis with your dental work and needing some attention. That would not be wise. My friend Steve Hunt is now affiliated with Swiss America, the largest seller of gold and silver in the United States. I got a nice packet from Steve with some a book and several booklets. I've got them here in front of me. The book is titled Money, Morality, and the Machine. The subtitle is Smith's Law in an Unethical, Overgoverned Age by Craig R. Smith, with Lowell Ponte, forwarded by Pat Boone, the famous singer. Then there are some excellent little booklets here, Saddle Stitched, The Timeless Truth About Gold and Silver, Don't Bank on It, The Unsafe World of 21st Century Banking. Then we've got The Secret War, 2019 Expanded Edition, What the War on Cash is Doing to Your Money. Then we've got Reader's Guide on Money, and this is the, it goes with the book, a nice little letter here. And so forth. This is a very valuable packet that Steve Hunt sent to me. You can get one also if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Click on the red square there at the top of my homepage, and the Swiss America will come up, and there's a telephone number you can call if you don't have internet access. That telephone number for Steve Hunt is 800-630-1491. I say again, 800-630-1491. I don't know what's coming in the not too distant future. The rest of the, we got 6 months left in the year, a little bit more. But I know what the possibilities are, and most of you do also. Having some gold and silver put back would certainly give you some peace of mind. We'll have open lines this hour. Steve Hunt has some, he was going to be with us, but he has some things, personal things to attend to, so he won't be with us. I was really happy when my friend, I met this gentleman. It's a homicide I was working on about, 9 or 10 years ago. He was an officer at the time that had worked on the same homicide quite a few years earlier. He's a former counterintelligence agent for the U.S. Army, now retired, and his one of his retirement hobbies is putting together this compendium every day, pretty much 7 days a week, of articles from all over the planet concerning geopolitical matters, terrorism, jihad, all these different things. And right there at my website, at thelibertyman.com, you'll see in bright red letters it says, Open Source Intelligence. We work really hard to get this updated every day. Sometimes we miss a day, but we work really hard to get that updated every day. It's a place to come to every day to find out what's going on in the world, if that's one of your goals, to find out what's going on in the world. Right next to that is the announcement for my cruise, the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise this coming fall. You've got 20 days. That's it, 20 days to make up your mind and get all signed up for the cruise. It will be fun. It will be romantic. It will be educational. It will be the trip of a lifetime. A luxury resort on the water. That's what the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines are, a luxury resort on the water. And we have a cruise director. If you don't have internet access or you want Betsy to mail you a nice full-color brochure, still time to get signed up. Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, her number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Last but not least, I've got two positions open for, these are paid part-time positions to do marketing for John Moore, marketing John Moore to speakers bureaus in the United States and Europe, and the details are right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have a project, I haven't reminded people about this. This project's been going on now, I believe this is the fourth year, and let's see where we have this here. We have, it's not popping up here in front of me real quick. Let's see where we are. New Coastlines in the Media. It's pretty far down on the right side. New Coastlines in the Media. Movies and TV shows and some magazines. So let's click on that. There we are. This is a project involving the listeners. One human being could not possibly watch, half a million hours of movies and TV shows the past 60 years? Easily half a million hours. And what we're looking for, what you're looking for, is TV shows and movies that have images of continents with different coastlines, not the normal coastlines, but different coastlines. I was in Cincinnati about, 4 or 5 weeks ago. We had a screen up and a projector, video projector. And I showed people, out of all these, there's about 30 of them now. I only showed three images. The Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans to recreate. And I showed the image from 1959 Highway Patrol 60 years ago. And the next image was Hunger Games, very recent movie. How many tens of millions of people have seen the motion picture Hunger Games all over the planet? And that image was North America with East Coast gone, Florida gone, the Gulf Coast gone, West Coast gone. North America with absolutely different coast. You could tell it was North America. You could tell that. But you could also clearly see that the coastlines were dramatically different. And that got people's attention. The Highway Patrol image, people looked at that and they thought, well, that's kind of neat. But when they saw the Hunger Games, because most of these people had not seen Highway Patrol, but almost everybody had seen Hunger Games. And when I saw that, there was a audible gasp among the audience. It was 400 people, more than 400. They ran at us. It was standing room only, by the way. Pastor Paul Begley put this together. An audible gasp from the audience, because almost all of them had seen this film and they'd seen this image, but it was flashed on the screen before the movie audience. Oh, maybe just a few seconds. I don't know, maybe 3 seconds, 5 seconds. No, I doubt it was up there even 10 seconds. I doubt it. But here's what I tell people. From the moment that doctor picked you upside down and smacked your bare bottom, everything you've seen, tasted, or touched, or heard with your senses, it's in your subconscious, everything. It's all there. You may not be able to have total recall. Very few people do. But it's all there. It's part of your subconscious and always will be, including all these images. Now, the Highway Patrol image was the second one found. It rates real high on the list here. The first one goes back, now we're looking at 6 or 8 years ago. A listener found this image in The Godfather. Image of continents with different coastlines. The scene was in the Vatican. The Godfather was in a meeting with a high-level Vatican official. And these rooms are probably 2,000-year-old rooms, because what the Vatican is the old St. Peter's Basilica, was a courthouse, I believe, with ancient Rome before the Catholic Church came into existence and took it over. Regardless, these rooms are probably 2,000 years old. And there it is, continents with different coastlines. So it's been about 4 years ago that one of our listeners found the TV episode Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford with those coastlines. And it occurred to me at the time, once I got my hands on that, that if it was in Highway Patrol in 1959, it was probably in many other movies and TV shows, and turned out it was. Continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. And it's a great project. You don't have to do very much, except when you're watching a movie, keep a sharp lookout for continents with different coastlines. And if you find it, if you find one, get the screen capture to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my 6 DVDs as a thank you. And it's a fun project. And we've had several, it's usually guys, sometimes it's a gal, have found 3 and 4 of these images. They keep a sharp eye out, look out. One of the more interesting ones goes back to 1952. What is that, 67 years ago? Look magazine, and it's an art. Now, Look magazine in the 40s, 50s, and 60s was massive. The homes that this magazine went into, large format weekly magazine, and the title of the article is "Hunt for the Flying Saucer." The subtitle, whatever it is, the Air Force must hunt for the flying saucer. So I got an image of North America, of the lower 48. It's not North America, the lower 48. They do not show Canada and Mexico. And it's clearly the Navy map. Of course it is. And I got these images superimposed on the map of these flying saucer UFO sightings, which, by the way, that was all German Third Reich stuff, or Fourth Reich, depending on which version of history you want to believe in. But that was German technology, is what was seen then. So that was one of the more fascinating ones, in my opinion, from 1952. And it's a long list. We start with The Godfather, we go to Highway Patrol, next we go to Superman and Lex Luthor, then we have The Hunger Games, A Beautiful Mind, now there's a hugely popular movie, Superman Returns, NCIS, now, we still have not got a crystal clear, sharp image. This is one we're still searching for. One of the characters in NCIS, I would say about one-fourth of the population of this country watches that every week. It's hugely popular. One of the characters is the director. He has a very nice wood-paneled office. On the wall facing the audience is a map of North America, Lower 48. And it's got a nice, it's in color. It's got a nice gold frame. It's got, it even has its own light on it, facing the audience. The images we've got, there's three of them there. And there's clearly no Florida and no Baja California. We can see that much. But we still have not got a nice sharp one. So if you find one there, keep an eye out when you're watching NCIS. I would hope that there's been one that can be recovered or that will show up in a more recent, yet-to-be-broadcast show. Then we go to 1955, Captain Midnight, one of those Saturday morning TV shows for kids that I watched as a child. Next film is Elysium, the African continent. Then we have Dancing with the Stars, a very stylized map there, but it's clearly different. A poster inside a Japanese restaurant in Austin, Texas. That's kind of a little odd, but it does show a continent with different coastlines. The next film is Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas. A bunch of bored grade school children in a classroom, and the maps on the wall of the classroom are clearly showing different coastlines. And we take another couple of steps back in time, Miami Story. It's a B-grade movie about crime in Miami, 1954. Look Magazine, we already mentioned that. Then we've got the Discovery Series, broadcast August 8th, 2017. A TV show called Louisiana Flip and Move, about buying and selling and fixing up real estate, August 2017. Smithsonian Channel, 2017. Then we go to the movie Contact in 1997. Then we have, going back to the 50s again, 1957 movie titled The Night the Earth Exploded. Another 1957 movie, The 27th Day. A lot of activity back then in the late 50s, 1957, 58, 59. Going back to more modern times, 2015, Scientology, Going Clear. Now, there's a cult, Scientology. What a mess that is. And we have some a TV show titled Highway Through Hell. The first airing of this episode was September 2013. Going back to one of my favorite shows when I was a boy, Sea Hunt with Lloyd Bridges, 1959. That was 1959. A movie, I got the date, I don't have the date, but I have the title of the film, Magma Volcanic Disaster. Then we got a TV show, Northlander, 2016. Then we have my friend Dan Sutterfield. He was visiting Noah's Ark, and on display there at Noah's Ark is a map with different coastlines. The proprietors there, the workers, we're not able to give Dan any kind of a comprehensive answer as to why that map was there. A TV series titled The Last Ship. This was broadcast 2018. Then we go to something that many tens of millions of people have seen. Top Gun, 1986. Unusual maps there. This one kind of caught me off guard, this next one. There's a conservative internet-based TV show called True News. And the opening of each episode, they have this stylized spinning globe where you can see right through. It's very stylized, very attractive. And if you look carefully at the continents on a spinning globe, those continents are missing parts of their normal coastlines. I doubt that the proprietor of True News even knows that. I've had some people say they would attempt to contact him and let him know. Going back again in time, 1981, Ghost Story, a couple of images there. An advertisement. This is unusual. An advertisement from 1958 for Pan Am. That's an unusual one. And it's a video link. History Channel, 2016, and that's all we got right now. Here's a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back. Gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of June. We're going on a cruise. If you want to join us, you've got 20 days to make your mind up. The John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise on Royal Caribbean. The name of the ship is the Symphony of the Seas. Isn't that beautiful? Symphony of the Seas. It's a resort on the water is what it is. I was initially calling it a luxury hotel, but it's more better to call it, I think, a luxury resort on the water, because that's a lot closer definition than hotel. Hotel doesn't begin to describe what these magnificent boats have. We leave Miami Saturday the 12th of October. We begin boarding at noon. We set sail at 4:30 p.m. and we'll be at sea that evening, all day the next day. We'll get together for dinner that evening, the first evening. And every evening we have tables set aside just for our people to get together and have dinner together. We'll probably end up having lunch and breakfast together many times also, especially when we're at sea. Why wouldn't we? Of course we would. That's okay. At sea, the 13th, the 14th, where we go to Rotan, Honduras. 15th, Costa Maya, Mexico. The 16th, Cozumel, Mexico. We're at sea all day. The 17th, the 18th, we're at Coco Cay, a island owned by Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Get back to Miami in the morning of the 19th and get to go home. It'll be the trip of a lifetime. Second night out, we're going to have a single dance party for the single guys and gals on our cruise, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you can go with us. We have a cruise director. Her name is Betsy Murphy, and as I said earlier, you've got 20 days to make your mind up and contact Betsy and get this all squared away so you can go with us. Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, I'll give you her phone number twice slowly. 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. It'll be a lot of fun. Hope you can join us. So I was on the phone with a woman yesterday, and I asked her if she knew about the disappearance of the flying insects. And it turned out she does. She does know about it. She may be listening right now. I don't know. But this is important. Now, much of what passes for news, for example, earlier this week, some guy crashed a helicopter on top of a building in New York City. He died, unfortunately. No damage to the building. It took up the entire news cycle that day on Fox News. I don't know about the other news channels. It's an unfortunate tragedy, but in the bigger scheme of things, it's no more important and no more serious than somebody killing himself in an automobile accident. It just happens to be more spectacular because it was in New York City and it was a helicopter. Now, compared to that, these flying insects disappearing is of a most serious nature. It is right up there with, in my opinion, World War III. You know, wars come and go. Wars come and go. And life goes on after wars, on one hand. On the other, the world we live in, the world that supports us, the world that keeps us alive, it's all interconnected, and that world cannot and will not exist without flying insects. It can't, and it won't. That's how serious this is. I got a challenge for all of you. Most of you are in the Northern Hemisphere, almost all of you are in the Northern Hemisphere, the United States, the United Kingdom, and so forth, Canada. We even got some listeners in Russia. I know we do, because I had talked to one the other day. This evening, go out, and if there's a nice bright light outside, porch light or street light, go out there about 9 or 10 o'clock this evening and make an observation. See how many flying insects are around that white light. Yellow doesn't count because that yellow light doesn't attract as many insects. So it has to be a white light to really get a good feel for what's going on in your neighborhood. I did this earlier this week, and it was scary. No insects at all in St. Louis County. None in Washington County, south of us. I talked to my friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page. Dan, he was on the Texas-American border. And he wasn't seeing any there either. It's pretty scary. It really is. And I've addressed this. Article I wrote is at my website. It's actually a letter I wrote to a British entomologist, British female entomologist, and her response. It's not just North America. It's Europe and Russia. Apparently, it's the entire Northern Hemisphere. I don't know yet about the Southern Hemisphere. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 13th of June. We'll have the first day of summer here pretty soon, the 21st of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We worked hard. Actually, Tim worked hard. I don't have a clue how to do this stuff. Tim worked hard to make my website smartphone compatible, which it never had been. Now it is. Working hard to get back all the things that we used to have up. It was a lot. There was a lot at my original website, and getting it all back up there is going to be quite a challenge. We may not be able to do that. If you're a reader, and most of my listeners do actually read books, which is extraordinary these days, there's a great reference book there. It's out of print. I've seen used copies go for $300 plus on eBay. The title of the book is Matrix 3, Volume 1. The subtitle, listen to this, The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness, 918 pages. Whoa, baby. Now, I don't care to read books on a computer screen. I really don't. It's a backlit screen. It's really not pleasant for me. If you can do that, God bless you. What I would advise is people forward this by email to their local FedEx store, UPS store, Office Max, Office Depot, someplace that can print this out on three-hole punch paper, making sure the holes don't interrupt the text, and put it in a big three-ring binder, maybe two three-ring binders. And then you've got it. You've got a great reference book that will help you understand what's going on, what's taking place in this country to manipulate human consciousness. It is by design. Of course, it's by design. If you have health issues with pain, if you have health issues not sleeping, you need an energy cleaner. We talked a lot about it the last hour. I don't need to go into that detail again. You can read up on the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it right there at my website. Use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal is great, by the way, very secure. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. The order takers will take your order for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Just tell the person taking your order what size mattress pad you need. Twin size, full, queen, king, and so forth. The order takers, 24 hours a day for the energy cleaner, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Very few adults in this country have ever heard of the ultraviolet index. I've yet to meet somebody. I started talking to him, somebody who did, who already knew about it, except unless they were one of my listeners. Pretty important stuff. Skin cancer is no laughing matter. You really don't want to get skin cancer, do you? Of course not. If you don't understand the ultraviolet index, if you don't know what it means, if you don't know how to protect yourself from ultraviolet, then you're greatly enhancing the odds that you'll get skin cancer. So right there at my website, we've got the link to the EPA's website. You put in the zip code that you want to know the ultraviolet index for that day or the next day if it's nighttime, and they will give it to you. There's another link below that. It's a clickable map that shows the ultraviolet index right now and for 5 days in the future worldwide. One of my listeners sent that to me, and I'm thankful for that. Important stuff. The original ultraviolet index went from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. Since they came up with the original index, they've had to expand it, I think, to 15 now, I believe. Once it gets to 7s and higher, the ultraviolet can burn you through your clothing. That's how serious this is. That's how powerful it is. And I personally know several men. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. I've known at least 4 men that have had skin cancer. One just has an ongoing problem. He goes in and has these skin cancer lesions burned off probably 3 or 4 times a year. He's out in the sun so much, and he just attributes it to, oh, it's just DNA. It's just the way I was born, and he doesn't take necessary precautions to protect himself, and he's causing great damage to himself. Others I've known that if they deal with it, then they start wearing sunscreen. As far as I know, all these commercial sunscreens are all carcinogenic. That's not wise. It really isn't. You're trading one cancer-causing thing for another. Now, the smart thing to do is have hats and shirts and gloves and trousers that are specifically designed and engineered to block the ultraviolet. That would be the smart thing to do. It really would be if you're going to be out there, especially if you're a construction worker, a farmer, an outdoors person, a golfer, a boater, a fisherman, and you're out in the sun a lot. You really need that specially engineered clothing. I'm not out there all that much. Typically when I'm riding my motorcycle, I have protective gear on that takes care of that. If I'm doing yard work, I save my old dress shirts, white cotton dress shirts. I just save those and wear them along with a wide-brimmed straw hat, leather work gloves. I wear trousers, of course, to protect my legs. And it's just a smart thing to do. It really is. I need healthy listeners. America needs healthy adults to make America great again. So educate yourself on the ultraviolet index. Pay attention to it. Amazon.com has links to buy the specially engineered clothing and hats if you want to get those things. It's hard to beat the prices at Amazon. Of course, we all know that. right below that is an article I wrote. This goes back to, when was it, the original date of publication? It should pop up here pretty quick. I initially wrote this for a private audience in 2006. For my brother and my brother-in-law, I wanted them to have this knowledge, to have them be so they could be safe and protect their families. So I wrote this article just for them privately, knowing full well that even if they read it, which was doubtful, even if they read it, they would not pay heed. I know these men pretty well. I've known my brother all his life, and I've known my brother-in-law since about the early 80s, I guess. More than 30 years. But I knew it was the right thing to do. And so I went ahead and wrote it. And then as I was finishing it up and getting ready to publish it to my brother and my brother-in-law, I thought, well, there's even if my brother and brother-in-law don't get any value out of this, I should go ahead and make this public so that a lot of people can get value from this. So I went ahead and made it public. I first published it and had it for sale at my website. It was the first product that I ever sold doing radio. The very first product. I was selling for $5 a piece, shipping included. And I don't know how many hundreds of these articles. There would be times I would do the collating on the stainless steel island in my kitchen. I'd have all these pages laid out in order, and my wife would help me, Dr. Moore, and we would collate these articles and staple them together and mail them out to people who bought them. Well, it's a free download now. 17 pages. Free download, 17 pages. And it gets into the effects of Planet X is what this is. And I don't talk a whole lot about Planet X anymore. I've done my homework. I've talked about it. I've got my videos discuss Planet X, a couple of videos specifically targeting Planet X and the after effects. 3 videos now, soon to be 4. But it is real. When I was first told about Planet X in the late winter, early spring of the year 2000, that's 19 years ago, my 2 friends of mine, researchers, I thought to myself, man, you guys really, I didn't say anything to them because they're my friends, but I thought you guys need tinfoil hats really bad. But I respect these men. I still respect them. And I went to a friend of mine who I knew he would know the answer or could find out. He didn't know the answer when I approached him. But I approached a friend of mine. I told him about this, and he basically told me I needed a tinfoil hat. I said, thank you, but can you check it out? He said, okay. Great guy. I've known this guy since 1986. And he gets back with me about a month later. He says, yep, John, Planet X is real. The government knows about it, and they've been getting ready for it since 1979. And I said, why is that? He says, well, that's when they sent the Pioneer 10 space probe up looking for this thing. They knew about where it should be because of their calculations. So I sent the Pioneer 10 space probe up looking for this thing, and they found it, and they've been tracking it ever since. I said, okay, thank you. That was the summer of 2000 when I started my own independent research, and I did the same thing most of you have done. I started reading Velikowski and these other authors who've written extensively about Planet X, that did the real research, and educating myself. Well, fast forward to the summer of 2000, it was 2007, I believe it was, that I was having lunch with a friend who served in the Navy SEALs, and he told me about a classified briefing that he was a participant in, where all these sailors were told in the Navy SEALs, they were told that during their lifetimes, all these continents worldwide would have their coastlines wiped out by flooding, by violently rising ocean levels. And they told them also that they, when it came time to retire, they might just want to retire to the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks as one of the known safe havens, which, of course, is exactly what he did. Exactly what he did, along with many thousands of others. Pastor Stan Johnson with Prophecy Club, he sent me on 2 nationwide speaking tours. One had to do with Planet X. So I'm in Detroit. It's a hotel meeting room, standing room only, 3-hour presentation, 2 15-minute breaks. During the first break, a gentleman walked up and introduced himself. He says, "John, I'm in the insurance industry. We've wanted for years. Why are there so many retired Navy people in the zip codes of the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks?" He says, "Now we know. Now we know." That's my reality. My reality is having located and debriefed about 24 of these Navy veterans. How was I able to do this? Well, I was teaching concealed carry training for people to get their pistol permits here in Missouri. And I was doing that out in the little town of Viburnum, Missouri. And that's where I met these guys. They were my students in these pistol classes, including one gentleman. He helped recreate the Navy map. My friend made the first version of the map. This gentleman made the second version, and then a retired intelligence officer from another service, he did the final revisions to recreate the map that's posted at my website, which is the Navy map. It's been a number of years ago. Somebody took Gordon Michael Scallion's map and published it on the internet as the Navy map. It's not. It's just Gordon Michael Scallion's map. He's a well-known psychic. I first saw Scallion's map. One of my wife's, Dr. Moore's, clients had brought it into her office, and I didn't think much of it at the time. I didn't know very much at the time about how such a thing could happen, but I do know. I know now how such a thing could happen. Now, Scallion's map is pretty accurate from the Rocky Mountains east, except for Wisconsin. Without exception, every veteran I debriefed said Wisconsin was, according to the Navy, will be gone. It will be wiped out by water. Obviously, be some high areas left, at very small, isolated high areas, but most of Wisconsin will be underwater. Now, Scallion's map from the Rocky Mountains west is totally off and not even close to being accurate. That's Scallion's map going west. But the real map, the real Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans to recreate, it's right there at my website in living color. And starting at the Canadian border, we've got the East Coast underwater going anywhere from a few miles to 100 miles inland when you get further south. Almost all of Georgia is gone, by the way, and South Carolina. Of course, Florida's gone, and most of Alabama and Mississippi, most of Louisiana is gone. The first 100 miles or so of Texas is underwater. Then you got an inland sea stretching all the way up to Canada. It will split the country in two. This is no small thing. It will literally split the country in two. Now, my friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, was at a meeting of the United States Northern Command, and they were telling the troops that they're going to be splitting U.S. NORTHCOM, the newest Army command, splitting it east-west at the Mississippi River. All the people, all the equipment, all the supplies, everything, split east-west at the Mississippi River. Now, they didn't say why. They did not say why. Now, Dan Page is sitting there smiling to himself because I'd already briefed him. I told him what was happening, what was why, and why it was happening. They just said they're going to do it. You look at this map and you can see, oh, there's an inland ocean, an inland sea, splitting the country in two. It doesn't really get into the Ozarks, because the Ozark is too high, too quick for that to happen. But there's low-lying areas, what they call the Boot Heel of Missouri, where they grow a lot of rice. It's very flat and very low, not that high above sea level. So this inland sea will split the country in two. I have two capitals. The main capital would be the western one in Denver, Colorado. The eastern capital will be the minor one, and that'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta is the largest landlocked city in the country. It is. The largest landlocked city in the country is Atlanta, Georgia. So this inland sea will split the country in two with a river 100, 200 miles wide, maybe even wider at some points, a couple hundred feet deep in points. Of course it'll split the country in two. You don't build causeways or bridges across rivers and or inland seas that big. You simply don't do that. It's too expensive. Not that they can't do it engineering-wise. It's just too expensive. West Coast, they don't show the inland sea, but they show damage to the California coast and damage to a big chunk of Ireland, of Oregon. Did I say Ireland? A big chunk of Oregon. And most of Washington State will be underwater where my daughter is. It'll just be simply wiped out up to the Cascade Mountains. Which those aren't mountains, by the way. They're semi-dormant volcanoes, in case you don't know. And here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of June. My private sources, and I have private sources all over the country, are giving me some very disturbing intelligence reports that there will be a serious economic turndown beginning possibly in July. Usually those things happen in around October, but September, October time frame, but possibly as soon as July. And another source, a high-level person inside FEMA, active-duty FEMA management level, is telling me that the Democrats have planned something for the 1st of July. We don't know what. FEMA, my man at FEMA doesn't know what. So what would the Democrats do to cause social disorder, to cause civil unrest? Well, what would they do? In my opinion, this is my belief, they would duplicate what they did in Ferguson 4 years ago. It'll be 5 years ago this August, by the way. George Soros funded rioters. Within 3 hours of Michael Brown being shot, there were paid professional rioters, it's kind of an oxymoron, paid professional rioter convoys leaving from Chicago for St. Louis, from Detroit for St. Louis, and other places. Basically, not more than 9 out of 10 of people arrested in Ferguson riots weren't even from Missouri, let alone Ferguson. They were from other places. They'd been recruited, trained, and equipped, and paid for by George Soros. Now, Soros' money has had not quite 5 years to get it right, to train, recruit and train a lot more paid professional riders. And since at Ferguson, they learned what works and what doesn't work in terms of causing a massive amount of chaos. Why am I telling you this? Because you need a heads up. You really do. You need a heads up. If you live in or near a major metropolitan area, you're certainly at risk, especially if it's one with, that's had issues in the past, like St. Louis has, like Los Angeles has, like Detroit's had, like Chicago, and other places. A small town in Missouri is not going to have these issues. A small town in Montana is not going to have these issues, but major cities will, if they choose to do so. What their goal would be to be cause civil disorder, probably do it in states where they'd have a friendly Democratic governor who would not call out the National Guard, leaving it up to the president to call out the National Guard, to federalize the National Guard, and bring them out along with active duty troops to save lives and property. And then they would try to make President Trump look like the bad guy. That's my belief. I hope I'm wrong. I really do hope I'm wrong. We have, right below the Navy map, a tile, a square box that says, Red Dawn, learn the true nature of a Russian invasion. This is two men I interviewed May 22nd and 23rd. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes. A commercial has been cut out. And we get into the Russian military, specifically Spetsnaz, their special forces, and who they are, what they're capable of, what their mission statement is, and how likely they are to be used. They're here already. I've confirmed that every which way. They are here. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your engine cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.